Well, welcome to the online version of the Call to Worship. We have a special guest this week, Charles Brock, our grandson, and we thank you for tuning in. I'll read the light color print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
This is the day which our Lord had risen.
Christ has risen. We exalt and rejoice.
And together the prayer of confession. God of heaven and earth, God of flesh and spirit,
Spirit of God and the church,
the world is too much with us, late and soon getting and spending. We lay waste our powers, as it is not so much in harmony with nature that we have lost but our accord with heaven.
But we excuse as merely human.
You have condemned as sinful. We squirm at the description, false by prophets and apostles, not prepared to abandon our own ways, because we have not lifted our eyes beyond the present state of things to the realm above and to the eternity beyond death. Forgive our lack of vision and spiritual aspiration for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and setteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we sing glory to the Father.